from KQED.
And from KQED News, I'm Tiffany Kamhai. This past week, the final list of candidates for California's June election came out. And no legislative race has more contestants than the 15th Assembly District in the East Bay. KQED's Guy Marzorati continues our series profiling the candidates.
There are a handful of candidates running in this race who represent parts of the district, but Andy Katz is the only candidate who already represents most of the cities here.
I represent Berkeley, Albany, Emeryville.
He does that on the board of directors of the East Bay Municipal Utilities District,
ensuring that we have a clean and safe, reliable water supply.
But let's be honest, few voters can name members of their local water board offhand. This worked against Katz in 2014. He raised money to run for this assembly seat, but ultimately didn't file. And the road to winning is harder this time.
I think what's changed about this race is that there's so many candidates.
12 to be exact, but Katz is confident he can gain recognition in a race against higher profile candidates.
The work that I've done fighting for our environment, fighting for workers' rights is what I'm talking about in this race to stand out.
Workers' rights might sound like a departure from the drinking water and sewage treatment issues that East Bay MUD regulates, but in 2016, two measures to increase Berkeley's minimum wage to $15 an hour qualified for the ballot. And it was Katz who showed up at a city council meeting to warn that having two proposals would split the vote and risk failure. So the two sides told Katz if he cares so much, could he help them hash out an agreement? And Katz, who's a practicing attorney, said yes.
I didn't realize what I was signing up for, and we led about 40-50 hours of mediation in my office. And on my laptop, we wrote out a compromise ordinance.
That compromise passed the council, and Berkeley's minimum wage will reach $15 an hour in October. I'm Guy Marzorati, KQED News.
And I'm Tiffany Kamhai, KQED News.